M14 recording length 20 minutes and 35 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 14 globular cluster M14, NGC 6402, class VIII, Inotheocus M14.jpg, right ascension 17, 37.6, H:M, declination, 03, 15, Deg:M, distance 30.3, Cli, visual brightness 7.6, Mag, apparent dimension 11.0, Arc Min, discovered by Charles Messier in 1764, Messier 14, Million 14, NGC 6402, is a slightly elliptically shaped stellar swarm, about 100 light-years across and about 30,000 light-years away. Older determinations have given values between 64,000 Li, Shapley, and 23,000, Malage/Grimmer, 224,000 Li, Glenn-Jones, Kinman, Beckver. The Sky Catalog 2000.0 had 38,000 Li. Shapley assigned it an ellipticity of 9, extended in position angle 110 deg, while its bright main body about only about 3 arc minutes in angular diameter. The cluster's outlayers reach out to a total apparent diameter of 11.7 arc min. It lacks a dense central condensation, Burnham, as its concentration class VIII indicates. Its apparent visual brightness of 7.6 visual magnitudes corresponds to an absolute magnitude of 9.12, or to a luminosity about 400,000 times that of our Sun. So wild, because of its greater distance, it is apparently dimmer than the two other great Otheocus clusters, M10 and M12. It is intrinsically much more luminous. The brightest stars of M14 are of about visual mag 14.0, and its horizontal branch giant stars at mag 17.2. Helen B. Sayerhawk gives the average magnitude of the 25 brightest member stars as 15.44 and its overall spectral type as G0. Modern determinations have put it at F4, a color magnitude, or Hertzsprung-Russell. Diagram of this cluster is found in Smith-Cohngen et.al., 1974. M14 contains the considerably large number of over 70 variables, many of them W Virginis stars, population ISFHTS, dimmers in Wellau 1971. In 1938, a nova appeared in M14, which however was not discovered before 1964. When Emilio Wellau of the University of Western Ontario surveyed a collection of photographic plates taken by Helen Sayerhawk between 1932 and 1963, Hogg and Wellau, 1964, this nova was visible on 8 plates, taken between June 21, 1938, as a 16th mag star. This faintness explains, at least in part, why it had not been discovered earlier. Mrs. Hogg has estimated that this corresponds to an absolute magnitude of -1.5, a modern check yields -0.7, but thought that at its maximum, it should have been as bright as mag 9.2, or absolute magnitude -7.5, modern check, or almost 5 magnitudes brighter than the brightest cluster members. This was the second known nova in a globular cluster after that of 1860 in M80, T Scorpii, and the first one ever photographed. In 1983, the 4m telescope of Dio and the 3.9m Anglo-Australian telescope were used in attempt to look for a remnant of the nova, Cheryl et.al., 1986. In 1991, astronomers used the Hubble Space Telescope to observe the field around this nova in M14, but could not find the star or a nebulous remnant, Margon et.al., 1991. In 1997, a carbon star, a star with strong carbon lines in its spectrum, was discovered in M14, Code et.al., 1997. This star has probably lost its outer layers in close encounters with other cluster members so that the carbon-enriched former core reaches up to the surface. Globular cluster M14 is one of the original discoveries of Charles Messier, who catalogued it on June 1, 1764 and described it as a round nebula without stars. It was first resolved into stars by William Herschel in 1783. Globular cluster M14 was the first CCD image taken, according to the Sky Advertising. M14 lies a bit isolated, or distant from brighter stars. Perhaps it is easiest found from M10. Go 0.8 deg north and 10 deg east from that cluster. It is also only about 0.4 deg north, but about 21 deg east of Delta Ophiuchi, or slightly east and about one-third of the line from Beta to Eta Ophiuchi. It is also 2 deg N, 3 deg E of 4.5 mag 47 Ophiuchi, HR 6493, which is 1 deg S, 7 deg E of M10 Delta or 1 Ophiuchi, called Yed Prior, is a multiple of about mag 2.7 in primary spectrum M1II, at about 160 light-years distance, beta or 60 Ophiuchi, called Cheleb, or Sabellite, or Kelbeltai, is an orange giant of spectral type K1II or K2II and mag 2.9, at a distance of about 125 li, eta or 35 Ophiuchi. Sabik, is a binary of two A2 stars, mag 3.2 and mag 3.5, with an orbital period of about 85 years, separated about 0.40.6, at about 70 li distance, because of its considerable distance and the resulting faintness of its stars. M14 is not as easily resolvable as the nearer globular clusters. In smaller telescopes, it appears more like an elliptical galaxy at first glance, fading out quite rapidly at the edges from the bright, almost round central hazy disk. Suspicion of some graininess can be noticed in 4-inch scopes under good condition, and the eighth of inch may just show a trace of resolution in some grainy texture, and only larger scopes can resolve at least its outer parts. Near and just east of the above-mentioned star 47 Ophiuchi, HR 6493, is the faint, 9.2 mag, globular cluster and GC 6366, 2 deg S and 2.5 deg W of M14. Messier 14 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on June 1, 1764. Messier, M14, June 1. 1764 14 17 H 25 meters 14s 261 D 18 29 3 D 05 45 nebula without star discovered in the garb which dresses the right arm of Ophiuchus and situated on the parallel of Zeta Serpentis. This nebula is not large, its light is faint, one can see it nevertheless in an ordinary telescope of 3.5 foot Florida. It is round. Near it is a small star of 9th magnitude. Its position has been determined by comparison with Gamma Ophiuchi, and M. Messier has reported its position on the chart of the comet of 1769. Memoirs de l'Académie, year 1775, plate IX seen again March 22, 1781, Diom, 7, Membacad for 1771, p. 441-442. First Messier catalog, in the same night of June 1 to 2, 1764, I have discovered a new nebula in the garb which dresses the right arm of Ophiuchus. On the charts of Flamsteed it is situated on the parallel of the star Zeta Serpentis. That nebula is not considerable, its light is faint, yet it is seen well with an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3.5 feet Florida. It is round, and its diameter can be 2 minutes of arc. Above it and very close to it is a small star of the 9th magnitude. I have employed for seeing this nebula nothing but the ordinary refractor of 3.5 feet, with which I have not noticed any star. Maybe with a larger instrument one could perceive one. I have determined the position of that nebula by its passage of the meridian. Comparing it with Gamma Ophiuchi, it has resulted for its right ascension 261 D 18, 29, and for its declination 3 D 5. 45, south. I have marked that nebula on the chart of the apparent path of the comet which I have observed last year, the comet of 1769, p. 455, 1764.June.1, ra. 261.18.29, dec. 35.45.8, diom. 02, nebula without stars in the garb which dresses the right arm of Ophiuchus. On the parallel of the star Zeta Serpentis, Bode 37, a nebula. Caroline Herschel observed M14 on July 21 and 23, 1783. William Herschel P.T. 1800 P. 7475, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P45, July 30, 1783. With a small 20-foot Newtonian reflector, I viewed the nebula in the hand of Serpentarius Arpicus, discovered by Mr. Messier, in 1764 1014 equals NGC 6402, with a power of 200, I see it consists of stars. They are better visible with 300, with 600, they are too obscure to be distinguished, though the appearance of stars is still preserved. This seems to be one of the most difficult objects to be resolved. With me, there is not a doubt remaining, but another person, in order to form a judgment, ought previously to go through all the several gradations of nebulae which I have resolved into stars. May 25, 1791. I viewed the same nebula with the 20-foot reflector of my construction, having a penetrating power of SQRT 64*188^2/2 equals 75.08, with a magnifying power of 157. It appears extremely bright, round, and easily resolvable. With 300, I can see the stars. It resembles the cluster of stars taken at 16843/40,010, which probably would put on the same appearance as this, if it were at a distance half as far again as it is. PT 1814 P 278, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 538, Canis 14014 equals NGC 6402, is like an extremely bright, easily resolvable round nebula, but with the power of 300 I can see the stars of it. It resembles the tenth of the Canis, M10, which would probably put on the same appearance as this, were it removed half its distance farther from us. The stars are much condensed in the middle. PT 1818 P 440, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, P 597, the 14th of the Canis Ants, M14 equals NGC 6402 1783/7 feet telescope dot with 227. There is a strong suspicion of its consisting of stars. 1783 1784 1791 1799 20 feet telescope, extremely bright, round, easily resolvable. With 300 I can see stars. The heavens are pretty rich in stars of a certain size, but they are larger than those in the cluster, and easily to be distinguished from them. The cluster is considerably behind the scattered stars, as some of them are projected upon it. From the observations with a 20-foot telescope, which in 1791 and 1799 had the power of discerning stars 75.08 times as far as the eye, the profundity of this cluster must be of the 900th order. John Herschel, 1833, H 1983 equals M14, sweep the 5th of May 21, 1825, Ra 17 H 28 meters 42.3s, NPD 93 D8, 25, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, a globular cluster, VL, 8, or 10, Diom, the stars so excessively minute as to be scarcely discernible, a striking object, place probably very inaccurate, a globular cluster, very large, 8, or 10, diameter, the stars so excessively minute as to be scarcely discernible, a striking object, place probably very inaccurate, Smythe, DCXXI 621, M14, DCXXI 14,000,000 off Hiuchi, R17 H 29 meters 13s, Dec S3 D09.1 mean epoch of observation, 1835.54 July 1835, withdrawing, a large globular cluster of compressed minute stars, on the serpent bearer's left arm. This fine object is of a lucid white color, and very nebulous in aspect, which may be partly owing to its being situated in a splendid field of stars, the luster of which interferes with it, by diminishing the field under high powers. Some of the brightest of these attendants are excluded, but the cluster loses its definition. It was discovered by Messier in 1764, and thus described, a small nebula, no star, light faint, form round, and may be seen with a telescope 3.5 feet long. The mean apparent place is obtained by differentiation from gamma off the UTE. from which it is south by west about 6.5 degrees, being nearly midway between Beta Scorpii and the tail of Aquila, and 16 degrees due south of Rossel and Alpha of Hiuchi. Sir William Herschel resolved this object in 1783, with his 20-foot reflector, and he thus entered it, extremely bright, round, easily resolvable, with magnification, 300 I can see the stars. The heavens are pretty rich in stars of a certain size magnitude, brightness, but they are larger brighter than those in the cluster, and easily to be distinguished from them. This cluster is considerably behind the scattered stars, as some of them are projected upon it. He afterwards added, from the observations with a 20-foot telescope, which in 1791 and 1799 had the power of discerning stars 75 to 80 times as far as the eye, the profundity of this cluster must be of the 900th order. It resembles the 10th candescence day 10th M10, which probably would put on the same appearance as this, were it removed half its distance farther from us. For this 10 million, see note DXCV, John Herschel, 1847, H3698. H3698 equals M14 equals H1983. Sweep 608, July 15, 1835. Raw 17 H28 meters 41.0s. NPD93D7, 55, 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. A most beautiful and delicate glob. CL, not VB, but of the finest stardust. All well resolved, especially with the left eye, VGNBM, Dion and Ra equals 15 SEC, excessively rich, all stars equals and 15 or 16 meters, a most beautiful and delicate globular cluster, not very bright, but of the finest stardust, all well resolved, especially with the left eye, very gradually much BBRIGHTER toward the middle, diameter in Ra equals 15 SEC 3.75. Excessively rich, all stars equally bright and of 15th or 16th magnitude. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC4315. GC4315 equals H1983 equals H3698 equals M14, Ra 17 H30 meters 16.0s, NPD93D9, 25.0, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, VL, R, ERIT, VGMBM, RRR, Street 15, 16-7 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, remarkable, globular cluster, bright, very large, round, extremely rich, very gradually much brighter toward the middle, mottled, stars from 15th to 16th magnitude. Huggins' further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies. Phil. Trends. Roysock. Volume 156. 1866. p381-397. Here p390. No GC. 4315 14 million RA17 H30 meters 16s. NPD93D9. 25. Cluster. Bright. Well resolved, spectrum continuous. Dreyer, 1877, Million Tempel, at the observatory at Arcetri, near Florence, has made a considerable number of drawings of nebulae with the two fine MSE telescopes at his disposal, which it is to be hoped may soon be published. The following nebulae have, for the first time, been carefully drawn at Arcetri. GC, 1949-81. 1950-82, 2318-108, 4315-14, Dreyer, NGC 6402, NGC 6402 equals GC 4315 equals H1983 equals H3698, M14, Ra 17 H30 meters 15s, NPD93D9.5. 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, VL, R, ERIT, VGMBM, RRR, Saint 15, equals M14 remarkable globular cluster, bright, very large, round, extremely rich, very gradually much brighter toward the middle, well-resolved, stars of 15th magnitude. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector. PUBL, Lick Hubs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC6402, RA equals 14:32.4, DEC equals 311, bright globular cluster, diameter 6.0 SN, content car as IFSEDS, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.